It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent. Research shows that singing has a positive effect on our health and mental well-being.
And singing together in a group can boost social connections, even help with memory.
That's where memory choirs come in. They're singing groups meant to help seniors coping with memory loss from dementia or Alzheimer's disease. These choirs help them reclaim their voices and find community through song.
Vince Schurin is a performing and teaching musician based in Saxon in northern Wisconsin. He offers musical services through his project Spoons for the People and leads two community choirs in the area, Melody Lane, a memory choir, and Parkinsong for people with Parkinson's disease. Vince, welcome to the show.
Of course. Yeah, happy to be here.
Well, for people who aren't familiar, what is a memory choir?
Yeah, so a memory choir is basically a community choir that is open to anyone. And the only difference really is that there are certain things that we take into consideration to make sure that participation in the choir is inclusive and accessible for people with memory loss or other cognitive issues.
When people with that kind of memory loss are participating in this case, Melody Lane, what kind of response do you see from them? What do you see maybe change on their faces as they start to get into the singing?
What I hear from choir members and care partners is often that singers with memory loss really light up and they engage with their environment more than they normally do. When we sing songs, especially that they're familiar with, that they remember, they sing along and they have big smiles on their faces. One of our recent concert attendees said that it was so great to see all of the singers' faces light up while they were singing, and especially those with memory loss.
Well, let's give a little listen to the Melody Lane singers. Here's a theme song I understand you wrote for them. That's the Melody Lane singers. Vince, tell us a little bit about how it came together and how the first season went as you were teaching and working with the Melody Lane singers.
Yeah, how it came about was there's a nonprofit organization based in Minneapolis called the Giving Voice Initiative, and they are doing this rural initiatives program to try to help a handful of new choirs get started, new memory choirs get started. And so they reached out to me and asked if I would want to start one in Ashland. And I said yes. So they helped by providing grant funding. They also provided a lot of logistical support, advice, some templates and materials that we might use, and were just very supportive and mentored us in getting the choir started here.
Now you're working with Melody Lane. You have another project. You're the director for Parkinsong. Tell us a little bit about the story behind Parkinsong.
Yeah, the Parkinsong Choir, it was going for about 8 years or so, but had a break during COVID, as many choirs and other organizations did. So then they didn't meet up for a handful of years, and then they asked me if I would want to help kind of revive the choir, get it going again. And I said yes. So now I'm currently in my third year of directing the Parkinsong Choir, and it is just an incredible group of people. We sing in four-part harmony, and it is facilitated and operated by the Bay Area Parkinson's Support Group.
What are some of the challenges for people with Parkinson's when they want to get together and sing with others?
I think some of the challenges might include, maybe not having the strongest voice when they first start out. And so they might be a little bit nervous to join a choir because they feel like they won't be welcome. And luckily, some of our singers in the Parkinsong Choir who have Parkinson's disease have reported that since singing regularly with a choir, it's really helped to strengthen their voice, as well as make social connections and find community and other great things like that.
Part of the social connection here, and this is something you mentioned on the websites for the groups, is there's an intergenerational element to it, where you have people of different ages and backgrounds getting together. Why is that important?
It's important because it is one of the superpowers of music. it is. There are a lot of different activities or groups or organizations that can be intergenerational, and that's all wonderful. I think some of them, there are certain barriers for intergenerational participation. Some of them it's easier, some of them it's harder. With choral singing, it's super easy. Everybody can sing together and work on their voices blending together, work on unifying, work on creating something together. And it's just a great activity that is accessible for everybody, for people who are young, who are old, who have Parkinson's, who have memory loss, who just want to be more involved in the community and reap the benefits that group singing has to offer. You know, it's such a great medicine for people to come together and sing together.
We're talking to Vince Schurin, a performing and teaching musician in northern Wisconsin. He leads several community choirs, including the ones we're talking about, Parkinsong and Melody Lane. Vince, with these projects, and you also have a project called Spoons for the People, there's a mission here that I really love, the idea that, hey, whoever you are, however skilled you might be or not be, you can find joy in creating music. Why is this such an important thing for you to help bring to the world as a musician?
Yeah, that's something that I feel particularly passionate about. I think it is important because of where we are right now as a society. There is, just working as a voice teacher, as a choir director, we have so much vocal trauma as people. I hear it all the time from people who heard from somebody when they were a kid that they couldn't sing, or they should just lip sync in the choir, or they can't sing. And then they take that with them. People take that with them for the rest of their lives and think, oh, this is something that only famous people who are talented at singing should do. This isn't something that I should do. And that's just not true. It's a medicine. It's a community building tool that is our right as humans, that anybody can access and should be able to access without that vocal shame. So I do try to encourage people and remind them of that in choirs and in voice lessons.
Looking at the song selection, especially from Melody Lane singers, you often focus on things from generations ago, Cat Stevens, Paul Simon, some of their earlier songs. And I understand sometimes with a memory loss, those lyrics that we encountered maybe when we were in our teens or 20s, those can come back. Talk about the strategy for choosing those songs that that might find themselves coming back for people with memory loss.
Yeah, there is a lot of science out there about how music relates with language, right? That's why kids are singing all the time. They often make up songs. There is a rhythm to speaking. When I speak like this, it is quasi-rhythmic. So there are all these interesting connections between music and language. And I think that when people hear a song that they recognize, that they've heard since they were younger, it really wakes up their memory in ways that other things might not be able to access.
Can you leave us with some encouragement to people listening to check out a choir, whether it's a memory choir that fits their needs or Parkinsong if they're in your neck of the woods or anywhere for any reason, encourage people to get together and sing with other humans?
Absolutely. I really encourage everybody to pursue singing, to try out singing. Whether you do it at home by yourself, whether you do it in the car, as many people do, or in the shower. And then if you do find that you enjoy that, then it may take a little bit of time, a little bit of research, maybe a little bit of driving if you live in a rural area. But yes, I encourage you to research what options are available for community choirs. Find one that you think might be a good fit for you, and then just give it a try. See what happens.
Vince, thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've been talking with Vince Schurin, singer and music educator based in Iron County. He's been telling us about Parkin's Song and Melody Lane, two memory choirs he directs in northern Wisconsin. We're going out on What a Wonderful World, performed by Parkin's Song Choir from Washburn.